Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. It's a blessing for the broadcast, and the daily bread is a good food for the soul and very much needed. Good edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus. Brother Rice, just keep on preaching, and the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your great goodness, your generosity, your mercy, your marvelous loving kindness, your faithfulness, O God. We thank you for all your good and perfect gifts. We thank you, Lord God, for this gathering this hour. We would glorify you, Lord. We would present our bodies. Thank you, Lord. We would come together in the unity of the faith, unity of the Spirit. I would speak as the oracles of God. Help me, Lord, we would hear what the Spirit saith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made. All right, so I'll just start here. San Francisco Giants recently held Pride night, three of the team's pitchers decided to make a culture war statement. Certain ball players scribbled the numbers of Bible verses next to the rainbow-colored logo on their theme cap to protest the celebration of the Bay Area's large LGBTQ plus community. The three Christian pitchers could have simply opted not to wear the rainbow hat. But since they scribbled stuff next to the logo, they violated a rule. But they only got a mild warning. Thank you, Lord. One said that as a gay sports writer, I don't object to professional athletes showcasing their homophobia. It serves as a necessary reminder that the fight for acceptance isn't over. The poll shows that support for the LGBTQ plus rights is regressing after nearly two decades of growth. So far this year, nearly 800 anti-trans bills have been filed across 43 states. A 2025 report revealed that 1 in 10 LGBTQ youth attempted suicide. It says here, in Donald Trump's America, it is a frightening time to be openly queer. Thank you, Lord. 10,000 people are missing after back-to-back earthquakes in Venezuela. At least 20,000 believed to be among the dead, where most of the 146 Venezuelans recently deported from the U.S., who were inside a state-run holding facility that collapsed when the earthquake struck. Thank you, Lord. In defiance of President Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexican officials have begun quietly cooperating with U.S. investigations into government collusion with cartels. At least a dozen high-ranking officials many from Sheinbaum's left-wing Morena party has offered information on other politicians. Sheinbaum say that the probes amount to foreign interference in Mexican affairs. All right, so just a few. Well, Central European countries shattered temperature records this week as the heat dome moved slowly eastward after killing more than 1,000 people in France and 800 in Spain. The mercury soared to 107.4 degrees Fahrenheit in the Czech Republic, while Germany and Poland set new records over 104. Across the nation, trams and train tracks buckled in cities and regions. An authority told people to stay indoors if it was bearable and come to cooling centers if it was not. In France, which experienced the worst of the heat last week, most of the fatalities were among people over 65. European homes, workplaces, and schools were not built for these temperatures. Okay. So that's just where we start. But you understand the LGBTQ plus community are working for acceptance. And they say it's a frightening time to be a queer. Well, it'll be more frightening at the judgment. But it's just an indicator of what is really going on. Now, we should be studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Men accepting you won't help you. And for us, you know, how blatant and in your face God for these faggots to want to have us accept their lifestyle rather than to accept the God who created us. This is what it's all about. But they aren't the only ones. This is across the board. So what I'm talking about is the evil that abounds. I read some items, but the front page news is perilous times have come. See, we read it in the Bible, and we don't look at that because we look at these other things. All these things are just an indicator of the front page news in your Bible.
Amen.
Evil, perilous times have come.
Yes.
See, this is a distraction, really. It validates that evil, that perilous times have come. But if we're going to get carried away with each item in particular, especially to lead us to something, when the Bible already tells us, all this does is confirm that perilous times have come. We don't have to see this or read this to know. No, if that's what you're looking for, shame on you. But the point I'm endeavoring to make is, if our heart's not right, our mind's not set, then what we'll do, we'll go after these particular happenings and think that we're learning something and we're looking for Jesus. And when we look at them, we need to put them in the right perspective. The Bible has already told us. And talking about prophecy being fulfilled every day, all over the world, in you and in me. Yeah. That's what we need to be concerned about. So, perilous times have come. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. Y'all read this in the Bible? But this does not alert us as what I just read. That's the problem. That tells us that the perilous times are here. Not the earthquakes. How we react to them compared to how we react to the Word of God. This is a warfare. And we're just being distracted, being moved off course. We mind earthly things. I've got a definition. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm going to read it. I can find it. So y'all tell me what it is. Misuse of entrusted power or authority for personal or private gain. corruption everywhere. So each corrupt government tries to show the other government corrupt, when the truth is all corrupt. The picture they paint is the Republicans are good guys, or the Democrats are bad, or the other way around. They're all corrupt. And they all do the same thing. Mr. Trump does it better than any other. But they all do it. You know, we rail on the other countries for stuff we do. You remember when Mr. Putin and the Russians went in and annexed Crimea? Well, we go in and depose of Maduro and set up our own government there. Y'all know the government down in Venezuela is U.S.-backed, which means actually U.S. is running it. It's the same thing. See, and so on and so forth. This is just a couple of instances. I'm not going to go over them all because they're just distractions. But, you know, we rail on, they're all corrupt. And there's none seeking after God. And not seeking after righteousness. I'm going to go back to this for a little while. Lord, you'll have to help me. Corruption, you never get to righteous judgment. With corruption, folk aren't looking for judgment. Now, corruption's everywhere. It's in us. It does not look for judgment. It looks for, how do you say this, personal or private gain. See, that's the same corrupt. When you talk about Mr. Trump, make sure you consider yourself. Why do we do things? So I won't have to help do this or help do that, or so that I get to sleep in later. What? That's corruption. That's what sin is, corruption. Yeah, it defies authority. Righteous judgment. And it works everything for its own gain and its own end. Well, this is the war you're in. Amen. But God has told us, and he tells us what we need to do. And the distractions have overtaken us. When we look at everything and anything except getting ready for Jesus. And many talk about it, but some talk about getting ready for the coming of the Lord, you know, and keep doing what they're doing. Just talk about a few events that happen. See, I got my eyes on Jerusalem, and they're still living their life. You know, they use a few key words, or they situate themselves in certain places, or they name certain people, you know, or they hold men's persons in admiration for advantage. See, we can read this in the Bible. If you think you have to look at the newspaper to know what's going on, you are wrong. It won't tell. They don't tell the truth. Absolutely not. And it's a marvelous thing. Well, I'll just read the front page news. Y'all want to hear? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Fulfill. Not completely, but fulfill and being fulfilled. This is the news. It's not changing. There are things that confirm this, but the news is here. And we should be convinced. We should need to see something to be convinced of this. See, that's problematic. If we have to see a certain thing before we do a certain thing. If we know Jesus Christ and he's living in us, we ought to know that we should be moving with fear. That the war that we fight is here, mostly within us, ourselves. And God has given us what we need to overcome, and we're walking contrary. And we can't blame anybody. Mr. Trump is not our problem, nor any of the other corrupt people. The problem is the corruption in us. We don't want to address it. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. And here's what we say. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, Brother Rice, we hear that all the time. It really don't have any effect on us. Right. You see what I'm saying? Oh, but let me read something out of the newspaper. Oh, look her here. They're aborting babies. That moves me. Let's wake up. Well, let's hear this and wake up. Let's be moved by this. Huh? Let's be moved by this. This is the news till Jesus come. Hey, look at me, bro. This ain't going to change. No, he's coming to change it. But until then, this is the news. Proud. Pride night. How shameful, huh? We're blaspheming God, but let's be proud of it. And don't you dare say anything against it. Now, the homosexuals aren't the only one to do that. We've done that. Yeah. We're going to, you know, be disobedient and rebellious. Don't you say anything about it. You're going to offend me. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent fears, despisers of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. Huh? The way of truth, evil spoken of. Now, you don't have to read the newspaper. Now, that's why, you know, sometimes folks say, well, maybe this will turn them to God. If this don't turn you to God, you won't be turned to God. Huh? This is comprehensive. It's complete. Absolutely. You don't have to read Jeremiah's books or any. You need to hear what the Spirit said. And having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. All right? It's okay for somebody that don't have power, but how about us that have power? Seems like one of the most prevalent works of the Spirit is endeavoring to convince us of the power that we have. Or convince us to walk in the power that we have. Huh? We spend too much time on foolishness and walking contrary, and we pass it off as godliness. You understand that? When people steal the rocks and don't show up at prayer and, you know, mocking, then they pass it off as godliness, spirituality. And they just shake it off. Well, for you, it should cause you to move with fear. Don't try to fix them now. We're not going to fix Mr. Trump. Oh, God said it would happen. It's going to happen. Evil men and seducers should wax worse and worse. That's prophecy fulfilled and being fulfilled. Understand? Now, some like to say, well, this is that. Well, it is that, but it's still going on. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you, Father. So, all wise God is, he's just all wise. And how about that old serpent? He's wise. And he's subtle too. And God has empowered us. We have access to his wisdom, his power. This is what we'll need. There's no way that we're going to have victory any other way. No matter how much you think you know and how much you think you experience. Without God's help, the devil will make fodder of you. Yes, he will. Now, we say this and we say amen, but then we don't, you know, walk in it. Too much foolishness. And all the stuff that we see is representative of the unseen. You see what I'm saying? We see, we put rocks here, and they're gone. That's transgression, you know. It's reveling what's going on in the Spirit. See what I mean? Yeah, I get stirred up about that. because I'm against that.
Yeah. Amen.
The God in me.
Right.
Yeah, hates evil.
Yeah.
The evil here, the evil there. Now, we don't want to be like the world. They hate evil. You know, the United States hate the evil that the Russians do. You know, when Russians hate the evil. Yeah, just don't see that. So it's just evident of what's in the world. What's in the world? And then you hear folk that their voice is good and loud and, you know, when they're talking about what you hear. See, Kevin sit over there and you can hear him talk to. Now I can't hear him say, amen, brother, because there's something in there that won't let him do it. It is right. See what I'm saying? Right here in front of you. You don't have to read the newspaper. This, that. Angela ain't saying amen either. See what I'm saying? This is what bothers me. See? Now, we need to fight a good fight.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Victorious. Thank you, Jesus.
My brother Kevin was talking to me the other day and said something about since I'm on probation. Well, we're all on probation. That's just not specific to him. I just said it like that's what we like to think. We're all on probation. And we're not to the end yet. But God rewards faithfulness. Unfaithfulness, he rewards as well. He rewards the slothful. So when I point out these things, I'm talking about what's going on. It's not these things in themselves. Because if these spirits weren't working, they wouldn't be doing it. But they work everywhere. And we can say what we want to say. If we're going to war good warfare, then we'll walk in the faith. We've got a lot of lip service, but too much unbelief. Y'all know what unbelief is? Right. It won't get you to the truth.
Amen.
In fact, Jesus went to this place, went to his home, and he could not do many mighty works there. You know why? Now, some, they have no choice. They just wasn't given to them. Well, God's going to hold us accountable. Because to us, he's given everything that pertained to life and godliness. And we allow the adversary to take us off on little trips and tangents. And we have time to steal the rocks. We have time to, you know, hide when we should be helping. And we don't consider it that we're working with the adversary. And we're warring against our own soul. Everybody understand? That's any time we go to do evil. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Perilous times have come. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. Evil is abounding. Iniquity is abounding. The love of many is waxing cold. Knowledge is increasing. Men are ever learning, but not coming to the knowledge of the truth. And they're satisfied in that. That's because they don't know the truth. Everybody, they're satisfied with their ever learning. They're not concerned about coming into the knowledge. Huh? This is how corruption is. It's not concerned with coming into righteousness, which is the knowledge of the truth. Y'all know doing right is the knowledge of the truth. Walking right, talking right, striving to do right. That's walking in the truth. You knowing the truth and doing the opposite. You're not coming into the knowledge of the truth, especially when you just give yourself over to do it. So, okay, here I am, devil. You want to use me today? Well, of course, the answer is yes. You don't have to ask him. You just do like you do. He'll use you. And then your action, your response is like, well, Pastor Rice, you don't know how spiritual I am. Well, hell no, I don't. You're right.
Amen.
And I'm not concerned about that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gainsayers. That means they deny what I'm saying.
Amen.
By word, by deed.
Yes.
Some by their looks right now. Amen. Some by their response. Gainsayers. Apostasy. Falling away. Fulfilled. Being fulfilled. As we as soldiers on the battlefield, should we have discernment for these things? Well, we do. We're not faithful. And God's going to require it. If we didn't have eyes to see, didn't have ears to hear, then God would expect for us to walk stupid. But since he's given us eyes to see, ears to hear, he will hold us accountable. Every transgression, every disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect? That means when we don't give our all to do it. Oh, help me, Jesus. The grace of God is being turned into lasciviousness. What I'm talking about is front page news. And what I'm saying is, we read the Bible and it don't move us. When we read the magazine, then we're moved superficially. You know, not really, because that's not how life comes. That's not how fear of God comes. All the knowledge you could have in the world won't move you toward God. So it says wars and rumors of war. Well, we have them. How many wars have we got? More than we can shake a stick at. Huh? Lukewarm wars, cold wars, hot wars. But mostly, most nations are at war with somebody. We're at war with Russia, we're at war with Iran. War with China? Absolutely. Mostly we use proxies. That mean we let somebody else do it in our name. So that's what's going on. Now we should do stuff in God's name. Because we are his representative. Which means he's given us authority. Now remember what we said about corruption. That's when we misuse authority. We misuse it for our own personal gain, for our own end. And it doesn't bother us. That's the problem. Doing evil is not a problem. But if we repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance, that's good. But if we just keep doing evil and don't do the other part, yeah. And, of course, you aid yourself in that while you resist the truth. Just hear what I'm saying this morning and say, yeah, that's the truth. If the Spirit of God is in you, you know what the Spirit says. It says that's the truth. But your unbelief will cancel it out. And then you'll say, see, that's not the truth. Most nations are run by dictators. It's the going thing these days. And all governments are corrupt. Scriptures are being fulfilled, but is not being discerned in the fullness. Well, we need some more prophecies. No? Praise the Lord. You want to make some money, you write a book about prophecy. It don't have to be accurate. See how big of fools we are? Or maybe you just present yourself as a prophet or, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, of course, it's one of the gifts. So we don't speak against prophets. No.
Amen.
Nor teachers, nor evangelists.
Right. No.
We speak against evil.
Amen.
We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
And whatever, all things, anything, men use it unrighteously. Because of corruptness.
Amen.
We have authority. And when we misuse it, corruption.
Amen.
When we resist it, denounce it, rebellion. Witchcraft. It's spirituality, but it's from the enemy, from the dark side. And that's what folk do in here. You know, they use that spiritual energy from the dark side, and they want to tell me how spiritual they are.
Right. Thank you,
but not godly.
Thank
you understand?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And not to victory.
Right.
All the power of the enemy that you use will not get you to victory.
Amen.
Just understand. Whatever it is.
Amen.
If you can look at an object and move it, it still won't get you to victory.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
No, it won't. But of course, men get captivated by these things.
Thank you, Lord.
And the devil's good at it.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
People like the ear sickle. Again, this is prophecy.
Yeah.
Been fulfilled. And it's still been fulfilled.
Yeah.
So they heap to themselves teachers having it. They even seek out among themselves people that speak perverse things because they tickle my ear. See how the scriptures have been fulfilled?
Yeah.
And we're looking for something. Oh, let me look. It's right here in front of our eyes. Going on in the midst of us. And man, you sound the trumpet. You can't get the soldiers to rally. Huh? Yeah, corruption is increasing. I mean, more today. All of these things are getting worse and worse. Well, what manner of persons ought ye to be?
Amen.
When we're here in this center of power and have the potential that we have, what manner of persons ought ye to be? Now, if we're not exercising to the fullness, what's preventing us? Here we are, Holy Ghost filled. We've heard the message, received the message, have faith from God, have grace from God. Now, y'all tell me. What's preventing us? What's preventing us? One of the things is when we talk, we don't talk like this. We talk, well, you know, this. But we don't say the truth. Yeah, that means you have no salt.
Right, amen. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if you walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, it'll have some salt.
Amen.
Your kinfolk ain't gonna mess
with Amen. Amen.
And the gainsayers won't mess with
you. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't come and talk to me.
No, they don't.
That's because I talk like this.
Amen.
It comes from my heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And whatever you say, come from your heart.
Amen.
See, that's why some won't say, preach, Brother Rice, you're doing good. Y'all know that would encourage me, huh? That's some can't. I see. You see what I'm saying? Point in case. Oh, you won't slow me down. I'm just going to shine the light, though. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in the light. We have commandment, you know, and authority. Why, when I talk about the commandment and the authority, some of y'all don't get excited, you know, your eyes don't even light up.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jesus.
I renounce that stuff.
Amen.
I rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise Him.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of course, we are where we are because of what we've been doing.
That's right.
Now, you like to tell me how spiritual you are and how much face time you have with God. Well, I do know.
Right.
I'm looking at you right now.
Right.
I'm trying to hear you right now.
You,
see?
Hallelujah.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Now,
glory.
Yeah.
Yes,
this calls some to light up and others to darken down.
Yeah.
What can I say? Oh, they have a way that we should be warned the warfare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't they get out there and lead them?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Our way is better than God's way, huh?
No, it's not.
Well, it's not.
Amen.
Be good if we say it.
Y'all,
we still can't convince you of the power of the tongue, that life is in it.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you know you can't commit? Because I can't get you to say.
Right.
I can't exhort you to say what you ought to say.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you look me in the face and say, well, he don't know what he's talking about. But here I am. I know I exhort you to, you know, say what you ought to say. Speak the truth in Christ. Lie not. See what I'm saying? The word of God is quick and powerful.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Sharper than any two-edged sword. It discerns.
Yes,
God has given us of his spirit so that we would know.
That's right. Amen.
Brother Sarah often talked about willingly ignorant.
Yes.
If you're going to throw away everything I'm saying now, you're willingly ignorant.
Amen.
It's not that you aren't being told the truth.
Right.
It's that you don't want to know the truth.
Right.
Because you have another truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
See? You know the lie is another truth.
I have
yeah. They preach another Jesus.
Right. They, do.
They talk
Amen.
Another talk.
Yes.
They walk another walk.
Yes.
They're in the midst of the truth.
Yes.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all know that, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Tares?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Men speaking perverse things
yes.
to draw away
yes.
disciples after
yes.
themselves.
Amen.
And we have the disciples. If you are in here and you won't lift your voice,
right.
the ones that don't do it, I guess they're disciples.
Right.
That's how I see it.
Amen.
So we have disciples in here.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't going to do that.
You,
well, y'all disciples go after yourselves.
Amen.
Huh? You disciples go after yourselves then. And, well, how did it happen, Pastor? It happened by men speaking perverse things.
Amen.
If everybody talked like I talk, everybody would say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, they would. But everybody don't talk like I talk. No, they don't. Huh? No, they don't. And they say the way I talk is not right. See? You're not wanting a good warfare, Pastor. Well, watch me. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to look alive. See? Watch me. Y'all, be my disciple. Be my disciple. Huh? Can I provoke y'all? Well, that prophecy will be fulfilled too. It's been prepared for him and all his angels. Hell hath enlarged herself. Hallelujah. Now, some of us are cocky and smug. I can tell by your looks. Say, well, what he's saying don't pertain to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Or you're a liar.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It pertains to us.
Amen.
If you don't think it pertains to you, then go out and start getting the watermelon.
Amen.
Come on.
Right.
Go out and start getting the watermelon.
Thank
if
you.
This don't pertain to you.
Amen.
See how plain I talk.
Thank you, Lord.
I have grace for this, though.
Amen.
Absolutely. Very plain.
Amen.
If you got something better to do, let's get it done.
Amen.
Don't waste your time in here, though.
Amen. Amen.
It's not against me.
No.
You're despising God.
Amen.
God wants you to hear preaching so he can save you. You're despising God. Hey, everybody know God wants them to hear preaching so he can save them? Well, are you agreeing with him this morning? Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
We get alarmed, but not about the right things.
Right. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
When it concerns us, we're alarmed.
Amen.
Concerning God, absolutely not.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Let God fend for himself.
Thank you.
He will.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, yeah, let's talk about it then. You know,
yes.
If you would find one of these LGBTQXYZs, they would say, well, y'all aren't real Christians because Christians love.
Uh-huh.
They know nothing about
know
love.
Nothing.
And some of us act like we don't know. Love, true love, is
yes.
the love of God,
Amen.
Which hates evil.
Yes.
arrogancy.
Yes.
Every false way.
Amen.
See what I mean? That's the love of God. If you don't love what I'm saying, that's not the love of God. The faggots don't know nothing about the love of God. They're not going to hear what I'm going to say. Are you going to hear? Then that's the love of God. See? That's the love of God. That's the love of God. Well, you let the faggots say when we bow down, oh, that's fine the way you do. And you want me to do it with you, huh? Oh, don't respond righteously. That's fine. That's not the love of God. That's not the love of God. That's not the love of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
God. Powerful
preaching. Anybody and everybody will tell you about the love of God. They'll tell you how to be a Christian. Absolutely. You know, if y'all, the Bible talks about love. The Jesus I read about, he talks about love. And they know nothing about love. They know love after the precept of men. And men love themselves.
Right.
That's not the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we love God, we hate evil.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing else that causes men to hate evil.
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing else empowers man to overcome evil.
Amen.
Nothing. We overcome evil by the love
Amen.
Of God. We love God.
Yes.
We love what God loves.
Yes.
This is working in you.
Oh, yes.
Don't resist that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, for a passing fashion,
you
know. This is life that is good for all time
Amen.
And past.
Oh, yes.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I've sought my own, but yeah, I'm sorry about it. I don't want to do it anymore, but I do know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So all that I talk about, I know. I'm speaking the truth. Each man likes to say, well, I've got the better way. And my way is the right way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should all be with one accord, but
right.
We need to do it my way.
Right.
See how contradictory, how
yes.
contrary?
Yes.
We need to dwell together in unity here.
Yes.
But the way I see it ought to be, the way I think it should be,
right.
Ain't no unity in that.
No.
That's where we're at. Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So we need to war good warfare.
Amen.
Amen.
The love of God's going to prevail.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
Going to overcome all evil.
Yes. Yes.
That's what authority does.
Amen.
You know that's what authority is for.
Yes.
Yeah. It's for righteousness.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You have authority?
Yes.
Are you using it for righteousness?
Yes. Amen.
Well, be careful now.
But
I'm just,
yes.
This is a test.
Yes.
So we can examine ourselves.
Yes.
You have authority?
Yes.
Are you using it for righteousness?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
We all have authority.
Yes.
God has given it us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's lines of authority.
Yes.
Spiritually and naturally.
Amen.
And authority isn't against authority.
Amen.
Our truth isn't against the truth.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Then God would overthrow himself, I guess, huh? His kingdom wouldn't stand.
Right.
Y'all know that, don't you?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And authority is given. So we can do the will of the one who gave it to
Amen.
Us. I see.
Yes.
I see. Well, where does that leave your will?
Nowhere.
You use your will, you have to do it in your authority.
Amen.
Use God's will, then you can do it in his authority. Your will won't get you to the right. It won't get you to eternal life. His will do it. Well, we all know these things. I know we know them. We don't speak them enough. We say other foolish things. Huh? If I was some of you all, I'd get in the corner and talk like this. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Hallelujah. Every time I have opportunity, I speak some life. Glory. Hallelujah. I war, good warfare. How is it we allow ourselves to be convinced that all the foolish talking is wise? How do we do that? And don't tell me, I live here. And I hear how our voices is when we're talking about nothing. And then when I try to exhort you to say what you ought to say, I can't hear you. See? And of course, your carnal mind tells you, well, we don't have to do what Pastor Rice tells us. Well, you don't. You can go get the watermelon. save Brother Walter some time. And yeah, since you don't want to hear this, go get the watermelon.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
See?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Go pick up the brush.
Amen.
Clean out the canal.
Praise God.
See? Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Just consider now that we have authority from God. Now, men like to talk about it, but then they don't consider how they corrupt. Yeah, we're corrupt when we take God's authority and misuse it.
Amen. Amen.
The rest of that says misuse of entrusted power. That means God, we didn't make him. He don't have to do it. He didn't do it for all men. But for you, he's given power. So when we misuse his entrusted power, that means he's given it to us so we can do what he wants done with it. Everybody understand that? I see. Until we have to show up for prayer. We don't understand it then, huh? Until we have to respond right to the preaching. Then we don't understand it. Until we have to do what we're told. Then we don't understand it, do we? And we're hidden? We are defiant. That's what we are. Yeah, we are defiant. It broadly spans, you know, like uncleanness. It broadly spans. Any sin falls in there. Any sin falls here. Corruption. It broadly spans illegal activity. That's sin. Unrighteousness. Like bribery. Embezzlement. Fraud. Extortion, nepotism, and cronyism. Nepotism, I guess, when you prefer your relatives and kinfolk. Huh? I see. Well, I guess we got something going on, huh? Cronyism is when we prefer our cronies. You know. We're the ones that don't show up in the prayer house on time. Well, that y'all cronies. And y'all prefer each other. Huh? Y'all are pretty good. It's grace from God. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to say I don't preach good. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. This is God's grace working. Absolutely. I tell the truth, plain and simple in your face. That's what cronies are. Absolutely. Well, the gangsters used to use it a lot, cronies, but they're the ones that walk the same walk, talk the same talk. Absolutely. Yeah, well, we're the ones that don't follow along with the rest of the saints. Well, y'all cronies. Huh? Cronyism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, when you're done, we're going to get loud. I understand. I already know. We'll have plenty to say. Yeah, our face might even light up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So we need to put things in God's perspective. If we speak as the oracle of God, we do. We hear what the Spirit said. You know, God's perspective is the way God sees, which is the right way. We need that. We need to yield to that. There's much opposition. It's the same as leaning to your own understanding. This is your perspective. This is how I see it. You know, I said we should come together with one accord, but like this. See, that's your perspective. And of course, you want God to line up with it, don't you? You want God to line up with your perspective, don't you? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, then he wouldn't be God. He wouldn't be right. And you wouldn't be safe. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. So we all understand that authority is for judgment. No?
Yes.
So we can get to righteousness. Now, your righteousness, perverse judgment. God's righteousness, righteous judgment. You see the difference? Now, men love their own righteousness. Yes, they do. That's why only a few are going to be saved. Absolutely. Absolutely. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, no, I want to do my own thing. This is in the heart of man. Yes, it is. That's why I talk the way I talk. So I overcome it. Hallelujah. Often Paul talked about this grace or that grace. And he was talking about specific measure or specific action. But grace is grace. I mean, the fact that we know God, that's grace. That we can hear what God says, that's grace. The fact that we can freely give what he gives to us, that's grace. All men have not that grace.
Amen.
See, we like to give, I mean give, but we don't like to freely give.
Thank you, Lord.
And when it's required of us, we cry foul.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, doing me wrong. Huh? They think that I should stay awake when you preach.
Huh?
I'm going to take my liberties. Huh? See?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we read how the tradition of men, you know, make the word of God none effect. Every day, all day long, being fulfilled. Each and every day, all through the day. Now, these gays said their tradition of celebrating Pride Night, that God's commandment have to get back. Well, anytime we go to do wrong, that's what we do. It's only magnified when it's somebody else doing it. That's corruption. See what I'm saying? You got the bunch that talk about the faggots. Then you got the bunch that talk about the Republicans. And they don't repent. Turn to God and do works meet for repentance. They can see evil everywhere but within themselves. And of course, the things of themselves they esteem highly. Man esteems what comes from man. No good for God.
Amen.
We can offer an acceptable sacrifice. It'll have to be what God gives us. Anything that comes from us. I know we think our being rebellious is acceptable to God. It comes from us. Come from our own evil heart. Any deviation from truth and righteousness come from our own evil heart. Absolutely. Fornication, adultery, it don't come from God. It comes from your evil heart. All right? So here we are trying to convince Brother Rice and everybody else that this stuff coming from us is good. Right? You're trying to convince me every day. One of the ways you do it is you keep doing it. Because I always speak against it. By the authority of God, I always speak. If I did, by my authority, it wouldn't mean anything. I speak against this wickedness under the authority of God. You keep doing it. See? And of course, we need grace from God to do it. But what have we done with the grace that he's given us? Huh? Yeah, you humble yourself. Yeah, he give more grace. In your pride. He resists the proud.
Amen.
Give the grace to the humble.
Amen.
Humble yourselves.
Amen.
Under the mighty hand of God.
Yes,
he shall exalt you. He
Amen.
Will exalt you.
Will.
In due time.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm going to come to the end. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
Now, this is needful for me.
Yes.
It's needful in that it's what God has given me. I didn't go to bed with it. Of course, it was already in my heart, but not in this way. You understand? What I'm saying is the word of God. It's just this presentation, the spirit. Huh? God gave it to me today. So I give it to you today. Oh, I could, you know, stay at home and tell y'all how spiritual I am. That wouldn't help you, though. Huh? I could not be obedient and tell y'all how spiritual I am, how many things I know. It wouldn't help you, though.
Amen.
What God gives me, I give.
Amen.
And that's required of all of us, or whatever he's given you. You won't be faithful until you're faithful with what God gives you. I'm sure you want to be faithful with what he's given me. Yeah, that's corruption. See? Huh? Because you gainsay what I say, you say opposite.
Uh-huh.
Or you put doubt on what I say, either by word or by deed.
Thank you, Lord.
We should be helpers together.
Yeah, Lord.
Of course, it's going to cost you.
Amen.
And we don't mind being helpers together, living soberly, godly, and righteous, as long as we can do what we want to do.
Thank you, Lord.
See? We're between a rock and a hard place. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Where I stand in defense of the gospel.
Amen.
I heard the message of the coming of Jesus. It found a place in my heart, and that's why I'm here. Everybody understand? Thank you, Lord. And, encouraged me in the blessed hope.
Yes, Lord.
Now that's the glorious appearing of the great God.
Amen.
And our Savior Jesus Christ. And we like to talk about that.
You,
we don't like
thank
the things
you,
before. So if you have the blessed hope, it'll move you along doing the
Amen.
Things. And what we like to do is poo-poo those things.
You,
we like to downplay that.
You,
maybe even eliminate that.
Right.
Oh, we just love the coming of Jesus. Or you lie.
Amen.
You deceive your own selves.
Absolutely. True.
I've done nothing to be here, keep myself.
Right.
I'm telling you where I stand is from the message that I heard.
Amen.
That I still hold to. Huh? I don't have any other hope than the coming of the Lord. Huh? Now, others say that, but they have other hope.
Right.
Huh? Other expectations.
Amen.
I don't have any other hope.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm satisfied with that.
Satisfied.
Hallelujah. I'm satisfied with that. That's the grace I have. Understand, I'm saying it this way for a purpose. Because it is a grace. It has to be received. Yeah, whatever God gives, it has to be received.
Amen.
Huh? That's in your submission and your obedience. That's why I'm here. Of course, I didn't do that on my own either.
Amen.
But it is the way.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It is the way.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. So what I do in faithfulness. Really?
Amen.
Somebody said, well, you know what's going to happen? Brother Steer, he was there and he died, and you come along, and what's going to happen after you? My hope is in the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
I don't. No, not in Full House. Not my hope is in the coming of the Lord. Everybody understand? And I get away from the distractions. I'm confident that he that have begun a good work will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Not my business. Hallelujah. My business is to hold to the faith. And that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. The fig tree don't blossom, be no fruit on the vine. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's things that we do and need to do, but only in faithfulness and occupy.
Amen. Yeah. Yes.
Understand that?
Yes.
And if we're not going to do it in faithfulness and occupy, we're not looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Well, you don't have time to get watermelon because you're looking for Jesus. Doesn't come, it's contrary. You don't have time to obey them that have rule. You don't even have no desire to obey them that have rule. Well, it's contrary.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
If God say obey them that have the rule over you, guess what's after that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make it possible so that you can.
That's right.
Right. Well, oh, help me, Jesus. And, you know, in the spirit of God, we love authority. Yeah. Otherwise, we despise dominion. Yeah. And we speak evil of dignities. See? Hallelujah. But the righteous love judgment. They love authority. They love righteousness. They're inseparable. You don't get to righteousness, judgment.
Amen.
Authority. Well, we like righteousness, but our righteousness. Oh, well, you don't need any judgment for that. No authority from God. We have no authority from God for that. Everybody understand when we do evil, we don't have authority. Especially since he's equipped us. We can be forgiven. We'll have to say, I did it and I didn't have authority to do it though. We can't keep say in your face, I'm doing it now, I'm doing it now. We'll have to say, yeah, I did it, but I don't have any authority to do it. We'll have to say it like that. Huh? God will have to work that work in you. As long as you keep coming in here and dissing what I'm saying and setting it naught, no help for you. You'll have to say, this is wrong. I don't have authority to do this. That's what repentance is. That's what true worship is. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Glory.
Now, if you think I'm saying this for your benefit, understand, first I'm saying it for mine.
Right.
And this is key. Really it is.
Yes.
And what happens most is folks say everything for everybody else.
Right.
I speak for me.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to be found in him.
Amen.
I want to hear him say, well done. I don't want to walk in false ways.
Amen.
Understand? I don't want to be deceived.
Thank you, Lord.
And I don't want to deceive
Amen.
Myself.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So, Lord, give us a love for the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's a sure remedy from being deceived.
Amen.
Sure remedy. And the truth, of course, is about you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going to be finishing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so I got a whole bunch of scriptures here, but they are ones that we always go over. And what I'm saying is that we need to look at them in a different way.
All right.
The Word of God, we need to esteem it very highly. Amen. This great salvation, we need to esteem it very highly. Mm-hmm. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I always talk about that. I'm talking about it now. When I preach, I'm always talking about how we ought to fight this war. Come on, let's fight this war. Yes, I do. Yes, I am. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. All right? Paul gave a farewell message to Timothy, and it's about the perilous times. Come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's Paul's epistle to Timothy prior to his departure. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word.
Yes.
Preach the word.
Amen.
Be instant in season, out of season. Now, we're putting it in perspective that this is Paul's pardon message. I see. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Of course, it's already come. And it's still coming. Every day this is going on. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, they get their cronies together. Huh? Yeah, they get their cronies together. Praise the Lord. After their own lusts, they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Parting words, but watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I'm ready. Be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Last will. Testament. I see. Praise the Lord. He gave a parting message to the elders in Acts chapter 20. Y'all want to hear that? I'm going to find it. I've got it here somewhere. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. To the elders, I'm going to be leaving y'all. Take heed therefore unto yourselves. This is my parting message. You probably won't see my face no more. Make sure you hold on to these words. Hey, elders, listen. I'm going to talk to you. Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. See? To feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And of your own self shall rise men, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. Still going on. Hallelujah. Therefore, watch and remember, watch and remember, watch and remember. Don't be pulled aside. Don't be distracted. Huh? Keep your eyes on the prize. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus' pardon message. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. It's Jesus' pardon message. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. This is Jesus' pardon message. Huh? This is his pardon message to his chosen, his disciples, to the church which he purchased with his own blood. Not church membership.
No.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Not being conformed to the world.
Amen.
That's the only way to get church membership. You know that.
Yes.
If you're going to have a lot of members in your church, you have to conform to the world.
Right.
Absolutely. If you're not conformed to the world, you won't have much. No, there'll be very few. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Imagine folk being here, hearing the prophet, and then go to the Baptist church. And while they're going to the Baptist church, they're renouncing us. Why don't y'all be real Christians? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. In his parting word, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter.
Yes, Lord.
Can we bear witness?
Yes, I can.
Well,
absolutely. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes.
And let's grieve not.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of promise, whereby ye are sealed.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
If you walk in the Holy Ghost, you won't be upset or offended by what I'm saying.
Amen.
No, you won't.
Amen.
No, you won't.
That's
the evil working.
Amen.
That's you.
Yes.
That's the flesh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This is for edification.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Even the spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive.
Amen.
And they won't receive you either.
No.
No.
Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
Amen.
But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe should receive. Hallelujah. So again, he's given us all that we need. Absolutely. Abundantly, exceeding abundantly above, more than. No weapon formed can. See what I mean?
Amen.
So let's walk in the victory.
Amen.
Let's renounce these hidden things of dishonesty. Let's hate this evil.
Amen.
Let's abhor this evil. Let's put away evil from our doing. Huh? Let's do it. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're here. God's going to require us to be faithful in this. Overcome evil. He's not talking to the world.
No.
He's talking to you and me.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in his army.
Yes.
We're fighting his battle.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He promised, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And we're never alone. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. Hallelujah. Peace I leave with you.
Yeah,
well, let me go back. But the Comforter which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one that bring forth the rivers of living water. The Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
All we have to do is present ourselves, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Again, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Fear not. Thank you, Lord. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. Come on, it's parting words. I go away, but I'm going to come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice. Because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Thank you, Lord. Hereafter will I not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh. He has nothing in me. You abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Thank you, Lord. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. You shall ask what you will. You shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Parting words, continue in my love. Continue ye in my love. If you abide in me, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
These things I command you,
amen,
that you love one another.
Amen.
If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before. This is his parting words. Hey, I'm going away. Hey, but I'm coming back. I'm coming again. Marvel not if the world hates you. They hated me before they hated you. If you were of the world would love you. But because you are not of the world, simply because I've called you out, therefore the world hates you. Hallelujah. Remember the words that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. They've kept my saying, they'll keep your saying. Hallelujah. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. The time cometh, and whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. All these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Thank you, Lord. But now I got to go away. But I'll send you a comfort. Hallelujah. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. Hallelujah. He's going to testify of Jesus. Glory, glory. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and show it to you.
Amen.
All things that the Father hath are mine.
Amen.
You see the line of authority?
Yes.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
All things that the Father hath are mine.
Amen.
Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you.
Yeah,
because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. This is his part in prayer. So I'm leaving. I've instructed. I'm going to say a prayer. Hallelujah. What you call a benediction. Is that right? Is that the right word? Thank you, Lord. Huh? Did I say it right? Hallelujah. Invocation at the beginning, benediction at the end. This is closing prayer. That's the benediction. Opening prayer, invocation. I did get it right, didn't I? It's still prayer. It's just the timing. Jesus' benediction. I got to go. Let's pray. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil that's in the world. They are not of the world. How many times did Jesus talk about us not being of the world and the world hating us? Even as I'm not of the world, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so sent I them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Amen. Thy word is truth. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory. And, help me, Lord. We are, thank you, Lord, ordained to obtain salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. The Holy Ghost is the author of sanctification. Y'all know it? And I pray, God, your whole soul, spirit, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. He said, I will come again. Many distractions. All but all that he said would come to pass is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sanctify. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. This is how I determined this was for you and me. Because he was praying for the few disciples he had there. The 11. He was praying for them. But here he includes us. Just like all the promises he made to Abraham, he includes us. See what I'm saying? So this prayer prayed for you. He prayed for me. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish this prayer and then we're going to finish this meeting. Thank you, Lord. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word. That's you and me. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me. Much opposition against that. But it's all evil. It's all ungodly. Whatever your cause or reason that we shouldn't speak, it's evil. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Amen. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Amen. Only in one are we made perfect. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them, and thou hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Father, I will also, whom thou hast given me, be with me. Well, well, well. My glory was where I am. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, righteousness belong to thee. The world has not known thee, never will know thee. But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Glory, glory. And whomsoever God sends, we should discern. Amen. That's why we have the Spirit.
That's right.
Not in cronyism, but in is this the Spirit?
Yes.
Somebody Jesus sent.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. All right? And his love is in us. Okay, praise the Lord. There's no other way for us to be saved. No other way for us to keep the commandments. Come on. It's not an exploit that can be done by man. We can't do it. We can only do it by the love of God. Hallelujah. You could say it many ways, but we'll have to hear what the Spirit said. Huh? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. In this salvation, well, who has invested the most? Well, God invested all. And we like to think that we invested something when whatever we give God is what he's given us. We are something, huh? Praise the Lord. We are something, aren't we? And how quickly we get removed from that. It's the evil that removes us from it, you know. It's not sound, but somehow we hold to it and give credence to it. Absolutely. It's lies. It's deception. But it gets hold of us, and we have authority to shake it off. We do. We have commandment. Same thing. Whatever we have authority for, we have commandment for. Love one another. We have commandment. That means we have authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, when we misuse that, corruption. And we are in a body of corruption. But we shall be delivered from this body of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. All right. Somebody have to pray for us. Brother Edward, you going to pray for us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Edward.
Oh, bless you, Father. Lord God, I need your help, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
And we need your help, Lord. Father God, corruption, Lord. Ooh. Yes, truth, Lord. God, corruption has, you say judgment must first begin at the house of God. And, so, Lord, yes, Lord, the corruption we see in the world, we know began right here within us, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you would cleanse us, Lord, and make us whole, Lord God, again. And that, I see examples of it, Father. We all see examples of it. I believe I've just seen one, Lord God, and, Lord, my prayer to you has been for some time now, and others, I'm sure, is that you restore, Lord.
Amen.
And that's my prayer today. It'll be tomorrow if you give me life.
Amen.
Restore. Lord, corruption, even in that, we heard lately about restoration, and that's been brought up. And Lord God, Pastor Rice this morning brought our attention to how the corruption in the world, and particularly today, anyway, with these lesbians and gays and faggots and whatever they want to call themselves, Lord. They want us to accept them for who they are. And they want us to believe that they're right. And they have a right to be that way. Even that you made them that way. And God, that's going on too, Lord, in the church. Father God, I confess, like Pastor Rice confessed this morning, I was brought to the knowledge of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
By a certain voice, a voice that you sent. And it had such an impact that it brought me up out of that life that I was pursuing and that I was living. And that the false churches told me I should pursue. And that voice told me, it showed me a way of life that was acceptable to you, which should not be any surprise to any so-called born again believer.
Amen.
Because the church started out that way. And we were given, by your mercy and grace, we were given a pattern of life. We were given a way to live that is separate from the world. And Father, I see now that even within us, you know, and I've heard it over and over on the broadcast lately, some have gone back. They've departed from the faith. They've departed from what you've given us, this way of life, this mindset. Some are deniers and some are Esau's. That's, you know. But what I see within that group, the cronies,
yes, Lord.
They're just like the homosexuals. They're saying, accept us. We've gone away. We found something else to do. We've taken up our own life. And but we want to be reconciled. Well, that's what the homosexuals say. They, when they say accept us, what they're saying is reconcile with us.
Right.
Same thing.
Lord.
Same thing. And there's no reconciliation. There's no reconciliation that way. God made them male and female. God told the prophet of God, command my people. Don't give them a suggestion. Command my people.
Hallelujah.
Get thee up. Get thee away from. Come out from among them. Stop going to churches. Stop going to the doctors. Get the TVs out of your home. Get with God's people. And if God brings you, you don't leave.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm not backing up.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Father, I ask you, because I know I can't say everything in 3 minutes, but I pray for the corruption that you would cleanse me.
Thank you, Lord.
Of all the corruption.
Cleanse us, O God.
Yes, and that you would cleanse us, Lord. Because just because we're here don't mean we're not corrupt or we're not affected and we don't have corruption. I'm not saying that at all, Lord. In fact, the reason why we come to you privately and corporately every day is because of the corruption.
Hallelujah.
That's within us. So I don't deny that. But Lord, I don't want to add to that receiving corruption from the world. And corruption from the gainsayers, as we heard today. I don't want to add to it by receiving things that I know that we've been brought from and delivered out of. I'm not going to add sin to sin. I don't want to do that. So, Lord God, while we do pray, restore, Lord God, help us not to put that above walking in truth and holding fast to that which we have been taught and we've been instructed. These things we have been taught, we have learned, and we are assured of those who we have learned them, from whom we have learned them. And I know that Brother Stale was your servant.
Amen.
He was your prophet. You put your word in his mouth. We didn't.
Thank you, Lord.
We did not follow cunningly devised fables.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're not following cunningly devised fables now.
Amen.
There is no truth in the world. There is no truth, especially in those churches.
Amen.
And for the body of Christ to be reconciled, Lord God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're not going to do it by lies. That I do know.
Thank you, Lord.
And so
we can, there is no fellowship with light and darkness. There's no concord with Christ and Belial.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard the preacher say, either you're in or you're out.
Truth, Lord.
I heard another brother say, popping in. No, we're either in or we're out.
True, Lord.
And, you know, the call to reconciliation has to come according to your spirit. It starts with repentance. We have to repent and say, like the prodigal said, Father, I have sinned. And I'm going to get up from this pig pen and I'm going to go back to my father's house.
Hallelujah.
And, but I don't see anywhere in your word where the prodigal went out, wasted his substance on riotous living, and then came back to instruct the father's house.
My God.
I don't see that. And I don't think I ever will. And Father God, as I said, Lord, and you know this is true, because I believe you put it on my heart for some time now, every day, I pray to restore.
Amen.
So I'm not against restoration at all. I need to be restored, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I left my first love. God, I allow things into my mind and my heart sometimes that I didn't even do them before, but when I first got saved. Sure, I didn't do it when I first got saved.
Mercy, Lord.
So I need to be restored. I've done so many things wrong since then. So I need to be restored. We need to be restored, Lord.
Amen.
But Father God, thank you that by your grace, Lord God, we still have a foundation.
Thank you, Lord.
We have that foundation. And Lord God, the proof that that foundation is right, because this work is still going. Even after the death of the testator.
Hallelujah.
This work is still standing. And all the others, I just sense this word keep coming to me, infiltrators. Mm. Infiltrate. These spirits are trying to infiltrate, spy out our liberty. Not for real reconciliation. No, but to see, come, accept us. God made us this way. No, he did not. Accept us that we've chosen our own way. And we're doing our own thing. But we want to all be a part of you. We want you and us to agree that we're still one. We're not one.
Amen.
I'm not backing up. We're not one. That is not what we were told to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Period. And Father God, oh, the blessing and the grace that you've given us. Lord God, as wretched as we are, to come out from among them and be separate. You know, Father God, as you tell us in every way possible, doesn't matter what we've done. It just matters if we confess.
Hallelujah.
And acknowledge that what we've done is wrong. But to not acknowledge that, to not confess that, and say, I'm looking for reconciliation, wrong. No, no, no. If I'm looking for reconciliation and I was wrong, then I need to confess and admit I was wrong.
Hallelujah.
That's where it begins. That's what the prodigal son did. That's what David did. He said, I'm the man.
Hallelujah.
So if I have denied the faith, denied the man of God, the very one that you used to bring me up and out and to show me truth, if I've denied him and I've gone away from him and I've left the body, how am I going to be reconciled without ever acknowledging that? Well, Father God, as you told me on Highway 26, I cannot but speak of the things that I've seen and the things that I've heard.
Thank you, Lord.
So I do know of what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Because I've lived it and I've seen it and I've heard it. I've seen it demonstrated. I've seen what happens when it's departed from. And that's who those kind of charges are coming from. People who have departed from that.
Thank you, Lord.
Against this house. I saw it when Brother Stair died.
Yes.
And I did, Father, forgive me for every wrong way that I went about contending. For the faith that was once delivered to me.
Thank you.
But your Lord God, but as we've just heard, elders were admonished and given a benediction.
Thank you, Lord.
We were warned, elders.
Amen.
There will be some that will come right from among you, and they will rise up and they will speak perverse things. Sparing not the flock, seeking to draw away disciples after themselves. Father God, you know. I saw some immediately rise up. And I mean threatening saints. I'm talking about threatening saints. You better believe who I am. Or you're going to see what's going to happen to you. This kind of stuff. All the while preaching or speaking such perverse things. Concerning the faith, things of their own mind. Well, Lord God, Father, you told me that you told me to boldly say you're my helper.
Hallelujah.
And not be afraid of what man gonna do to me. So, Lord God, Lord, all I knew was I was fighting for my life. And we're fighting for our lives right now. What a warfare this is. It makes you dizzy. Makes you tired. Very weary.
Thank you, Lord.
But you told us to be not weary and well-doing. So we're not going to be weary and well-doing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even though we have not met them, we still fall short, Lord. We're going to keep on striving for the mark.
Amen.
We're going to keep hoping to the end. Yes, Lord, for the mercy that shall be revealed and brought to us. Father God, with the Lord Jesus, help us to stand with the truth. Help us to stand behind the man of God who you've placed here to bring us the truth. Father God, when my flesh wants to resist and kick, help me to humble myself.
Help, Lord.
And receive the truth. Yes, Lord God. Help me to realize that it's not for my destruction. Help me to realize, God, that, this is a light thing. I've gotten much better than I deserve.
Truth, Lord.
I deserve way more than just a reproof and a rebuke. I really deserve death and hell. So, Father God, we come before you, Father God, in humbleness, I pray, and in brokenness, Lord God, to ask you to, again, truly restore.
Amen.
Restore, Lord. Save us that we know we're saved. Heal us till we know that we're healed. And restore, Lord, unto us the joy of thy salvation.
Hallelujah.
Because we created our own. And that's why the joy is gone.
Amen.
But we look for your salvation, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Which comes by submission, by loving the truth, by loving the people of God, loving dwelling with the people of God, loving being moved and led and guided by your spirit, loving resisting the world and all of its influence. Father God, help us to continue these things and grow and continue to grow in grace is my prayer in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Anybody else? You got a scripture? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Cover ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak comfortable to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins, as mercy and grace. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way, Lord. Make straight in the desert the highway for our God, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Maranatha, saints, Lord is coming as he said.